The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says the same way there are no dine oino on karkois, on shtorois, on avodim. The same categories on the smayit from dine shmirah. The dinim of shemechinam, shemesocha, shoyl, do not apply by these categories. The Gemara says by us, Daftun Ches, Romi le Rav Yosef bar Chama le Rabba, Tnan, Noise Socha, Eine Mishalim. There are no Chiyuv Eshmiru on these categories. Very many, the Gemara asks a kasha from a Tesefto. Hasoich es Apoyo, Lishmas, Apoyo, Lishmas, Atinig, Lishmas, Hazroim. Ein Noise Nolos Chas Shabbos. Somebody was hired to watch a Poro, a Tinig. Rashi says that it was for the Parah Aduma to make sure that somebody would be able to carry the Efer Parah, but Taharo, Lishma, Sazroyim, there was a field of Hefka that was to be used, the tefillah was to be used for the Korban Ha'omer. Ein Noiselosh Tzchar Shabbos, Lefikoch Ein Achrayah Shabbos Alav, he's not paid for Shabbos, the person is not allowed to benefit from Aloha on Shabbos, therefore, he does not have Achrayis for the work that was done on Shabbos. The Gemara explains ultimately that this refers to a dine shmira, and the Gemara says, how could it be dine shmira? Kakois tinoikis on ismaid, kakois on ismaid, avodim dumi de kakois, and a person, as we learn, is dumi de avodim, therefore dumi de kakois, there should not be dine shmira. And for the Gemara, Omer Avsheshes Bishakonomi Yodoy. Even though a regular verbal Kabbalah Shmira cannot be Mechayev the Shomer, if there's a distinct and separate Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Kinyan Suda, which is performed in order to be Mechayev the Shomer in Dinei Shmira, then he actually is Mechayev. In light of this Gemara, let's discuss something which has very real halacha, practical halacha ramifications. A babysitter, or a kindergarten teacher for that matter, is given children to watch. The Gemara Nedarim says that even a Rebbe, a cheder, the way he's paid is charpula for watching the children. One is not allowed to take money for learning Torah. Take money for watching the children. But let's discuss a babysitter. It's the easiest case. A babysitter is given care over toddlers, young children, babies, and one day she goes out of the room, she has a phone call, she walks out of the room, she's not paying attention, she gets a little bit involved in the discussion on the telephone, and one of the children climbs up and either tips something over or pours some hot water, and the child is hurt, badly hurt, due to the negligence, clear negligence on the part of the caregiver, and the child is hurt. Would there be an achrayis, a chiyuv, on the nezek? Chalila, if there's permanent damage incurred to the child is burnt badly, or the child limps because of an injury that was sustained due to the negligence of the caregiver, or the child, chalila, becomes blind, would the caregiver be mechuyev as an achrayis, midinei shomrim, on her negligence to the child? Or do we say no? Do we say that there is no chiyuv? There can only be a chiyuv mitzad mazik. Obviously, the caregiver is not a mazik biyodayim. Couldn't be Mechayev, Hei Dvorim, Chamisha Dvorim of Nezek Tzar Ripushevs and Boishes, because there's no Mazik B'Yadayim. It's a Groma Ba'alma, but the question is whether Dine Shmira would be a separate category of Chiyuv. Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, Zatzal, in the Chuvus, Agoyin Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, the Chuvus Halichas Yisrael Simon Aleph, is Vitzayin a Toysus and Gitten Nachman Beis and Beis. Toysus discusses whether a Shomer and a Behema, Reuven gives Shimon his cow to watch, his horse, to watch for him. And due to the negligence of Shimon, the animal gets hurt. The question is now, the animal, let's say it's a horse, the animal now has to not work. A certain amount of medical expenses are incurred by the owner of the animal. And also the animal will not be able to actually work. The animal is disabled from being able to schlep for the next 2 months. We call that shemis. If a person broke his leg due to the negligence of somebody else, well, maisa mazik, that would be a chiyuv shemis, as we learned in Perek HaKoyim. Would the same chiyuv be incurred by the shomer who is negligent in watching the mafkid's horse? So Taisu says, in Gitnaf and Beis and Beis, that there is no chiluk between the chiyuv which is incurred by a mazik biyadayim and a shomer. a shoimer, since he accepted achrayis, would theoretically be mechuyev in heidvar, would be mechuyev in nezik tzavi pushevis and baishes, the same way a mazik be a dayan would be mechuyev. However, he says, there's a miut, ish ba'misa, the pasuk that teaches us heidvar, the end of Pashas Emor, tells us that there's a chiyuv when somebody is maki ish ba'misa, there's a chiyuv. However, ish, a man, in his fellow, a man in his friend. However, what happens a man, ish ba behemas chaveroi, or the flip side, if somebody's behemo did a maise mazik, which caused chavolo to a person, where it would be behemo ba misoi, on the bottom, it's not, either way, it's not ish ba misoi, you need that the mazik and the nizik were both people, not behemas. In those cases, there is no chiv heidvar, there would be a chiv of nezik ba'alma. If my animal damages somebody else's person, I'm a chiv to that person nezik, but I'm not a chiv ripui tzad shevis and baishis. Tysus over there only has a tzad, and this is brought down as one tzad in Ramol la'alocha, in Hilchis Shmira, that maybe there would be a chiv because shevis by an animal is akin to nezik. The whole value of a horse is only in terms of how much productivity, how much work productivity he has. If for the next 2 months he's out of commission, he's on the disabled list, so then that lowers the value. It's not just that the animal sustained a hezek. The value of the animal goes down. It's part of nezek. Shevis by an animal is part of nezek. They two tzadim in the poskim, which are not negated to us right now. On the bottom, we see from the Tosfos, says Hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, that a shoyma can be mechuyev on hei dvarim where it's ish by misa. The only reason why Tosfos needed to make shevis into nezek was only because it's not ish by misa by a shoymer on his friend's behemoth. But what happens over here with is a shoymer on a person, a shoymer on a child, a shoymer on a baby, so then it could be a chiyuv heidvar. Now, there's a tremendous chiddush involved here. There's a tremendous, but l'chor, it's v'uchak and gemar by Yosef Daftan and Ches. Who says that a relationship of shoymer, a relationship of mafkid and nifkad, could be created between parents of a child and a babysitter? Are the parents of a child the owner of the child? Does the child belong to the parents? That the parents can, of course, the parents can make up a contractual agreement as a poyel, as a socher, as a kablon, to watch the child. That's between the parents and the babysitter. But to actually entrust as a pekodin, as an item which is given over as a mafkid, as a nifkad to the babysitter, that's somewhat of a chiddush. However, we see in the Gemara that a field which is hefker can also be bezdin can entrust a field of hefker which we need the soyrim to be used ultimately for the karmen oimer. That field which is hefker can be given over to a shoyim. We see that we don't need an owner relationship with a chayfetz in order to entrust it to somebody else. We could actually create a relationship of a mafkid and a nifkad without having the mafkid be an owner of the item. That's l'chayr what's muhtrak and al gemar. In which case, he says, l'chayr, the babysitter should be mechuyiv. Again, chalila, if there's nezik, if there's permanent damage to a child, the babysitter would be mechuyiv. If there's ripui, shevis, it's hard to believe that there should be shevis, that there should be work loss on a child. The shevis of the parents is begroma ba'alma. That's not actually a gram. The fact that the parents have to sit with the child, chalila, through operations and through sitting in the hospital is a gram on the parents' shevis, but shevis is only as far as the chefetz hanizik or the person hanizik is. But ripui l'chayr, the babysitter would have to pay up in full for the child's, the medical expenses that are incurred by the parents in order to heal this child. L'chayr, that would be the halacha. However, there's another problem. Since a child, as we said, is dumya davodim, and avodim is dumya dekakoi, so l'choir, there should not be dinei shmira, unless we have, as the Gemara says, kishakonu miyodoi. There has to be a separate kinyan. The derech law by a babysitter, there's no separate maisa kinyan being mechayev the babysitter. Now, there's two ways we can approach this problem. There's a machne Ephraim. The machne Ephraim says, in shoymrim simen ches, a long machne Ephraim, where he proves that since we see from different places than the Rambam, that a shoymer who's poshea is akin to a mazik, not just that he was lax in fulfilling his chiyuve shmir, and therefore he's mechuyev, as if he was mechuyev on gneva v'aveda by a shoymer socher. He's considered a poshea, that is, somewhat of a mazik. Therefore, says the Machane Ephraim, even though a Peshea who was never Mekabel Achrayis cannot be Mechuyev, I'm Peshea watching somebody else's item, obviously I don't have a halachic definite status of a Peshea. I was never Mekabel Shmira. The Machane Ephraim is Mechadish that by Avodim, by Kakois, by Shtorois, even though Chiyuve Shmira cannot be Mechayev on Chiyuve Shem without a separate Kinyin, without a separate Kaifus, however, since the person who Shema was actually Mekabel Achrayis on the Chefetz, if he's Poshea and he's negligent in watching the item in question, again, Gnevi Avedi won't be Mechuyiv, because there is no Chiyuve Shmira on Avodim Kakois Vishtoris. But if he's Poshea and he's somewhat of a Mazik, Vir Mitzadina de Gami, he will be Mechuyiv to the owner of the Shtar, the owner of the Kaka, the owner of the Eved. Therefore, says the Machane Ephraim, you don't need a separate agreement with the Maaseh Kinyan to be mechayev. That would only be on Gnevi Aveda, etc., on Oynis. But to be mechuyev in chiyev of Peshe, which is a mazik over there, would be chayev al tzdini degami. This is the opinion of the Machane Ephraim, in which case, our babysitter was definitely mechayev shmira. She didn't make a separate maaseh kinyan to be mechuyev beyond that which the Torah was mechayev in shmira of Avodim, but she was definitely mechayev herself in somewhat of a shmira. If she's mechuyev in shmira, then she'd be mechuyev on Peshe. However, the Sholem Eishiv, Chuvis of the Lemberg Gerov, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, he disagrees with the Machane Ephraim. Interestingly enough, one of the rais of the Machane Ephraim is the Pasuk in Melochim, Melochim Aleph Perek Chof, where the Novi comes to Achav Harosha, Melech Yisrael, and says that because he let Ben Hadad, the Melech of Aram, go free, and he was entrusted with watching him, that he should be brought to justice, he has the din of a Shomer who is Peshea. And he learns up in the Loshna Pasuk, Ato, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Mem, Vayomer lo melech Yisrael, kein mishpotecho, ato chorotzto. You've been mechayev yourself the mishpot. The Novi compares Achov to somebody who was lax in chiyuv shmir. He says, you see over here, that there's a chiyuv shmir, even though it's an odom, even though it's a person, dumi davodim. That's an interesting raya. The Sholem Eishiv has a different way of explaining the Pasuk. He disagrees, barichus, with the rayas of the Machane Ephraim. So, based on that approach, we would not be able to be mechayev the babysitter for chiyuvim shmira, since Lamai said shmira on avodim. According to Machane Ephraim, there would be a chiyuv because of Peshea being somewhat of a mazik, and according to mitzadina de gami, and according to Sholem Eishiv, there would not be a chiyuv. However, there is another way to approach this shaila, in which case, even according to Sholem Eishiv, it could be that there's a chiyuv. Normally, in order to create an outstanding agreement beyond that which the normal chiyuvim of shmiru would be mechayev, l'chayev would need a ma'aseh kinyan, as the Gemara Bayos says. B'shekonu biyodei. However, since legally a babysitter can be sued under the law of the land, even though we don't pass chalil chayshem mishpat with the law of the land, but since legally the babysitter can be sued by the parents, it's possible. Again, I'm suggesting this, it's possible that we could look at an agreement, a contractual agreement between a babysitter and parents as including an automatic chiyuv shmira, which includes any pesher. Even though it's a dine shmira, dine atoira, she would not be mechuyiv, but since that is the umdino, that she accepts achrayis on herself, because anyway she's mechuyiv mitzad the dine de machusa dine, and she could be sued in court, so it could be that there's a unspoken agreement between the parents and the babysitter, which would be mechayiv, the babysitter, on dal dvarim, on any chiyuvei pshia, in which case she would definitely be mechuyiv on the ripui, and on the nezek. There's another point which has to be considered, that it could be, even if there wouldn't be a chiyuv ripui, if you want to go to Sholem Eishiv, and you don't want to agree with this chiddush of the dinah de machus and dinah creating an unspoken contractual agreement between the parents and the babysitter, which would be mechayev and dal dvarim. However, the ripui could become mechuyev based on another idea. The Shach in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Tzadikei says that a person, which we have in the Gemara, that an eved is dumi de kakois, and he says that a person, usually the estimation, the shuma of a person is in terms of his value as an eved, as we learned in Perek HaChoyvel. However, that only refers to nezek. Nezek, since we make a shuma, we make an estimation of a person's value based in his productivity as an eved, over there we would look in chiyuvim, which are machayiv a tashlumim, reparation in terms of his value as an Eved, we would call this person, we would define a person as an Eved, and Eved Dumi the Kakois. There would not be Chiyuv Shmira. However, Ripui has no Shaykhis, has no connection with defining the person in terms of an Eved. The Shach says in Sivan Tzadikei that a person who's a Ben Chayrin has his own inherent value, is not Dumi the Kakois. Only an Eved whose property, whose landed property, so to speak, is Dumi the Kakois. But a Ben Chayrin is not, is considered metaltalin. Therefore, a child which is entrusted to a babysitter would be considered metaltalin, and would be, and we would say that there are chiyuv shmira. Again, mitzvah this shach itself, we would only be able to be mechayiv on the ripui, because the ripui has no connection with the value of the child in terms of avdus. But the nezik, lasting, sustained, and permanent damage which is incurred by the child, which would be payable only in terms of his value, in terms of the child's value as an Eved, would not be able to be nitva, the parents would not be able to be tevei, the babysitter, for the nezik, only for the ripui. Again, unless we would go with the Machne Ephraim, not like the Shulam Aleichem, or unless we would say that there is an outstanding contractual agreement between the parents and the babysitter, which is bedoima, which is a kid, to making a kinyan which is mechayev the babysitter beyond the regular dinim of shmira on karkos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.